recapping the Winter of Woe Week 2 fight. This is the MCO CME podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. Unlike Winter of Woe Week 1, which was met with a ton of criticism and a combination of nodes and a champion that was really just kind of a pain in the ass to deal with, that was Absorbing Man, if for those of you who decided to do it, Week 2 was definitely way better. I thought the objectives were a lot better. I'll tell you who I used here in a second. And I also thought that the fight itself was actually not too bad. It was actually pretty much in the wheelhouse for a lot of players, unlike Week 1. And I think Kabam kind of was understanding that the player base was kind of fed up with, you know, certain ways in which the node combinations were, equipped and how they were handled. But Week 2 was very much a night and day difference. And if you're a Paragon player, you had two objectives in your Karina's challenges. I don't know what the third one was for Valiant. I think it was, I glanced over it really quickly on someone else's channel. I think it was you had to win the fight with one of like hashtag Karina's champions or something like that. But for everybody else, we had two options. The first one was using a champion that is hashtag God and also hashtag Metal. And the other one being using a hashtag M, or a medium-sized champion, that is also a hashtag offensive burst champion. Now, when I saw the first objective of God and hashtag Metal, I had one clear-cut option, and that was to use Angela. And my Angela is Max Sig. I believe she's sitting at rank 4 as a 6-star champion, but she did a ton of really good work in this fight. Because the big thing with this fight is this. The real annoying thing is that Nebula is going to auto-block if you don't have a lot of buffs on you. Well, Angela is able to generate a lot of buffs. And simply just by building power. But the thing is, when you parry the champion, or rather the defender, you will lose a buff. But you don't have to worry about that with Angela, because the more she's gaining power, the more damage she is doing, the more buffs she will get. And I was actually able to solo this fight. It was my first ever, like, Winter of Woe, Summer of Pain, Eternity of Pain, whatever it is, kind of solo I've ever had. So that was actually really cool to have underneath my belt there. And the big thing with this Nebula fight is two different things. One is the shock charges, which can do a lot of damage if you don't have a shock immune champion, but Angela works really well for that because she shrugs off damage over time debuffs really quickly at max Sig. And also, Nebula can go unblockable for a little bit as well. So you just have to kind of, like, play a little strategically. Just kind of, you know, keep your eye on the unblockable timer. See when she's going to be unblockable. And then pitter-patter, get after it. And to be able to do a solo with Angela was really cool, really fun, and really easy. I've seen other people use Odin as a really good option as well. I've also seen people using OG Thor as a really good option as well. And I think also, I believe I saw somebody who used Thor Ragnarok, but it took a long time. But they did it, so it is what it is. Now, the other objective, the hashtag M and the offensive burst champion, I did not really know who to use with this combination. And I actually got kind of fortunate because when I opened up my YouTube, Seton had on his channel the two champions that he used for each of these objectives. And the first one was Angela, which, hey, cool. Like-minded people thinking alike. But the second was actually Silver Surfer. And he made a ton of sense for this fight because in his kit, he actually does not receive any damage from, like, Cold Snap, Incinerate, or Shock debuffs. He just kind of sort of bypasses them. And you can also, if you have the Willpower Mastery in your tree there, you will actually regain some of that health back. But the thing is this, you just have to understand how the Silver Surfer rotation works. And the big thing is just really keeping up a lot of buffs and just understanding when she's going to be unblockable versus not unblockable, and also trying not to parry and losing those buffs as well. If you're not familiar with the Silver Surfer rotation, I'll just give it to you quick and easy. You want to start by doing a heavy attack with the Power Cosmic on the power gain, so you can gain power really easily. Get to a special one with the Power Cosmic on Fury, and then just keep building all that stuff up. So you have the Vigilance buff. You should have two other buffs on top of your Fury and your Power. Just keep doing that cycle over and over again, getting to either special 2 or special 3, just to keep on adding those buffs in. I did die a few times. I want to say maybe like 5-6, but it was kind of because of operator error, and I also got kind of a little, you know, little cocky from having my solo, but those are the two champions that I use to knock out these objectives. Now, another really good option I saw as well is using Scorpion. He's actually a very good option for this fight because you know why? He is immune to shock debuffs. He doesn't really generate a whole lot of buffs like you would want to in this fight to kind of get rid of that, you know, pesky auto block, but you can use Scorpion. He will do a great job. Another champion as well, I believe, is Cosmic Ghost Rider. He does a lot of really good damage, but you should also, you know, be a very skilled Cosmic Ghost Rider champion. I just decided to take my Silver Surfer to rank 4. It's kind of a no-brainer decision. I also get some prestige out of it as well. But you know what? It worked. I got both objectives done, and it was just over and out. And for week 2 to be that viable and also that accessible for the roster and for different types of champions to use, that's what I want to see out of this kind of content. Obviously, with week 1, everybody was so upset with how, like, it was either hashtag Gamma or Robot or Sinister Six if you were a Valiant champion. And the Robot objective kind of left a lot of players in a very weird pickle because some had really good options and some didn't. But luckily, Kabama's saying, hey, listen, you guys can skip this for down the line. I probably won't because I want to try to, you know, smash out all of these objectives as much as I can. But yeah, I got to say that, you know, week 2 definitely was really, really good. Got some pretty cool rewards as well and just kind of working my way up the Winter of Woe reward tree there. But, you know, once again, the only thing I still don't like is the fact that it does cost energy. So it's 10 energy per, you know, per attempt, if you will. And I wish they would find a way to kind of just get rid of that. But you know what? I'll take that. I'll take the hit on that versus a set of Karina's challenges and a fight that is not going to break my revive bank. So there is a little bit of compromise, but it is good. It was a good fight. If you haven't done it yet, try to use those options. Let me know what you think. There's definitely other options out there. Unfortunately, I thought he was one of them was Shang-Chi. He's not one of the options for a burst champion. I thought he was, but don't let the hashtag confuse you. And you should definitely pay attention to whichever champions those are. If you have any questions about that, you can obviously go to auntmay.com, filter out the hashtag, see which champion or champions work best for your roster and for this fight. It's better to go with the devils that you know versus the devils that you don't. And if you don't know those devils, then get to practicing with them so you can learn what makes them tick because it'll make your life a whole lot better going forward. Just wrapping up some last bit of things here. I believe the last week of this Ironheart side event is happening here soon, which I'm kind of glad that's going to be over with just because it's really lame. It's kind of dull, kind of boring. But you know what? Easy solo objective rewards. I'll take them. And then hopefully I can use my last little key there to get my 14th or 15th generic 6-star awakening gem. Because you know why? Like I said in my previous episode, if you just kind of sit back and wait, the game economy comes to you. But also, if you're running low on stuff, it's going to come right at you. But like I said, if you need to go farm some revives, go ahead and do some of that for Eternity of Pain. And also, by the way, or something rather, Winter of Woe. But if anybody knows where to go find, like, revives these days outside of the apothecary, like for some good farming land, let a guy know, because I want to try to get my stash up big time. But let me know what you all think for your counters for the Winter of Woe, and I will talk to you all next time here on the MCOCME podcast.